All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and this is going to be a review for Operation Finale. It's directed by Chris Weitz, who is known for American Pie, The Golden Compass, and Twilight, The New Moon. It's written by Matt Orton, and this seems to be his first credited script. It stars the greatest actor of our generation, Oscar Isaac, the second greatest actor of the previous generation, Ben Kingsley, and Melanie Laurent. The synopsis is, a team of secret agents set out to track down the Nazi officer who masterminded the Holocaust. So this movie just starts off in a flashback. There's a woman looking into the camera, and she's about to be executed by Nazis. So this is a period piece. It takes place, I believe, in the 1960s. Then it jumps to Oscar Isaac's character. And Oscar Isaac is an officer for the Israeli government. And he's tasked with hunting down Nazi officers that haven't received justice. One of the scenes that he's involved in first is that he goes to adore a person in Austria, and Oscar Isaac and his crew tell them that he's a Nazi and he's hiding, and then they execute him on the guy's property, and his family may see, but it turns out that it may have been the wrong person. It goes to a movie theater. It's a movie theater in Argentina. Three guys are laughing at the back of the theater. She tells one of them to be quiet. He stops her after the movie, asks her to go out. They start developing a relationship. She brings him to dinner, starts going on about how he's German. He fled Germany right after World War II, came to Argentina, and that his uncle has been protecting them. So the female character's father is blind, and he is also German. He asks him what the person's name is, his uncle. And it turns out his uncle's name may be Adolf Eichmann. So there's a subversive movement in the Argentinian government with a large group of Germans who were former Nazis. That information is relayed back to the group that is asked to track down former Nazis. And it gets sent to Oscar Isaac's superior, who goes over there to do some investigation. They figure out that Ben Kingsley's character, Adolf Eichmann, is who he says he is. And then they try to set up a sting to grab him and bring him back to Israel. That involves Oscar Isaac. And that's kind of where we'll stop. So what I thought about this movie is that could have been a better movie. So if you think of it just as a heist movie that we need to kidnap a person, I don't think that was well planned out. Other than the subject matter, the acting between Oscar Isaac and Ben Kingsley is fine. Some of the other characters are fine, but it's just the progression of the story and also some of the writing. I really believe that maybe someone like Steven Spielberg could have improve this movie. If you think about something like Bridge of Spies, should have been what this movie is. And it's an interesting convergence of two different characters from different paths of life, not necessarily help each other, but trying to progress the story along. I just didn't feel it with this. So eventually Oscar Isaac and Ben Kingsley's character start to have a mutual respect, if you can call it that much. It's not very well fleshed out. And then some of the secondary characters are just there in either historical fashion or just for the sake of having all the characters there. I believe that the later third of this movie is where the movie starts to go downhill. There's a big push to try to get Ben Kingsley's character back to Israel. That angle did not really work well, or at least the way that is portrayed on screen. And something that hit me was Argo. Even that airport scene did have some tense moments. I really wish that this movie was better. Oscar Isaac, the greatest actor of our generation, deserves a lot better. As a score, I'm going to give this movie a 5.5. Again, historical nature, just the way that the story is, doesn't really flow well. Maybe the first third, but after that, it becomes a little bit jumbled. The later third of the movie has some problems and just kind of wraps up a little too quickly. The movie comes in at an hour and 40 some minutes. So it's not a difficult watch, but I liked Oscar Isaac and Ben Kingsley's performance and some of the side characters. But again, 5.5, that's the Beast Game Podcast.